welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to look at a couple of poems that you've chosen that relate to asthma. The one that we're going to start with this week relates to mild persistent asthma. Clearly, the goals as we attempt to treat our patients with this are to normalize pulmonary function, prevent exacerbations, and improve what we might call quality of life-related symptoms. Moderate persistent asthma is characterized by a number of different criteria: daily symptoms of asthma, nocturnal wakenings more than once a week, need for a short-acting beta agonist, some limitation in normal activities, a decrease in forced expiratory flow, and perhaps two or more exacerbations that require oral glucocorticoids in any 1 year period. So the standard therapy consists of inhaled corticosteroids with or without long acting beta agonists, plus a rescue with short-acting beta agonists as needed for quick symptom relief. There are some others, though, that are excited about a new approach using single maintenance combination of inhaled corticosteroids and long-acting beta agonists, both as the controller and as quick relief therapy. I know that you'll explain this a little bit more in detail. The poem that you found answers the question, is single maintenance reliever therapy, which is called SMART now, I've just learned, more effective than inhaled corticosteroids with or without long-acting beta agonists as a controller and short-acting beta agonists as the relief therapy for asthma? A very long question. The article was published in JAMA this year, 2018. It started on page 1485. Mark, first, what is SMART? And then once we know what that is it better than not SMART?
Yeah, it appears to be a really promising approach to therapy. We have the SMART, which is single maintenance and reliever therapy. So you typically have an inhaled corticosteroid with a LABA, long-acting beta agonist, and people use that as a controller, so which isn't that unusual. But then when they start feeling their symptoms worsening or an exacerbation is starting, they intensify the use, typically doubling the dose or kind of doubling down on that inhaler alone. And still having a short-acting beta agonist as backup, but that's not the primary inhaler that they use. So they really just have a single inhaler that they have to keep track of. And if they're feeling worse, they use it more often. And that's different from the traditional approach, which had been to recommend either an inhaled corticosteroid or a steroid plus a LABA as the maintenance med, and then a SABA or a short-acting beta agonist and often a systemic steroid as the as needed for exacerbation. So they found 16 studies in this meta-analysis, over 22,000 patients. So there's been quite a bit of research on this approach. The most common was all but one of them used a combination of budesonide as the steroid and formoterol as the LABA in a dry powder inhaler. And so those all that use was intensified when patients felt worse. Most of the studies were felt to be at low risk of bias, and they were mostly compared to a steroid plus a LABA. Four of the studies only compared it to a steroid as the controller medication. So what did they find? In patients 12 and older, and these were studies in adolescents, I think there was one study in younger kids that was kind of indeterminate. But in adolescents and older, it reduced, using this SMART approach, did reduce the risk of exacerbations compared with standard therapy, either the same or higher dose of inhaled corticosteroid alone. And the number needed to treat was around 10 for those outcomes. SMART also reduced the risk of asthma exacerbations compared with standard therapy with either the same or higher dose of ICS and a LABA. So in that case, the kind of standard approach. Again, number needed to treat was 16 and 37. So not bad, and no significant difference in overall quality of life scores, though. When they looked at only the low risk of bias scores, they still found the same results, and there wasn't a lot of heterogeneity between studies. And I should mention, they defined an asthma exacerbation as either requiring a systemic steroid, hospitalization, or having to go to the ED. So it was effective at preventing those those outcomes. So bottom line is single maintenance and reliever therapy, SMART, we've learned a new acronym now, compared with standard therapy, is associated with a lower risk of exacerbations of asthma.
We'll talk more about asthma next week. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.